I'm going to talk about the various pharmacotherapies that are used by substance abuse treatment facilities. The data I am presenting came from the National Survey of Substance Abuse Treatment Services, or the NSATS. The survey is an annual survey sponsored by SAMHSA and includes all substance abuse treatment facilities that are known to SAMHSA. Through this survey, we collect data on the location, characteristics, and services offered, as well as a one-day or point prevalence client count of the clients in treatment on that day. The survey is a mixed model survey in that we collect information primarily by mail or through the web, and then we collect survey information by the telephone for those facilities that have delayed in responding to the survey. We generally obtain about a 95% response rate. Approximately 3,500 facilities respond each year. That number is maintained constant throughout the past few years. Around 3,500 to 4,000, or just under one-third of facilities offer various pharmacotherapies. Approximately 1,000, or 8%, of facilities dispense methadone or buprenorphine for the treatment of heroin or other opioid addictions. First, I'll present findings about facilities that offer antabuse, naltrexone, or Campral, three pharmacotherapies that are used in the treatment of alcohol addiction. Antabuse was the first pharmacotherapy approved for the treatment of alcohol abuse and dependence, and it works by causing unpleasant side effects if alcohol is consumed. Naltrexone reduces the craving for alcohol and blocks the high that is produced by alcohol. It is also used in the treatment of heroin and other opioid addiction. Campral is relatively new. It was approved for use in July 2004. And it reduces withdrawal symptoms. The trends for the use of antabuse and naltrexone have been basically flat over the past few years, with antabuse being used by about 17% of facilities, naltrexone by about 13% of facilities. The use of Campral has increased in the past couple of years that it has been on the market, increasing the percent of facilities that use any of these drugs for alcohol abuse from about 19% in 2002 to 22% in 2006. Facilities owned or operated by the federal or state governments, as shown by the last two sections of this graph, were more likely than facilities owned by the private corporations or local or tribal governments to use any of these pharmacotherapies. Now this slide is a little bit complicated, but it has a lot of good information. On the x-axis, we have various types of treatment that facilities offer. Some facilities offer one type only, such as outpatient only, residential only, or hospital inpatient only. Others offer several different types of treatment, such as outpatient and residential, or at the end, offer all three, outpatient, residential, and hospital inpatient. This slide shows that those facilities that are either hospital inpatient or have a component of hospital inpatient are more likely than facilities that are only outpatient, only residential, or outpatient residential. Those that do not have a hospital inpatient component, these are more likely to offer antabuse, naltrexone, or Campral. For example, 40% of the hospital inpatient only offer antabuse. In the combination of all three, 57% of those facilities offer antabuse. On the other hand, only 16% in the outpatient only offer ed abuse. And now I'm going to complicate things a little bit. There are relatively few facilities that offer hospital inpatient. On the percents across the top, I have listed the percent of total facilities that offer the treatment on the x-axis. For example, 67.2% of facilities are outpatient only. Only 1.4% of facilities offer all three treatments. So, therefore, while facilities with a hospital inpatient treatment are more likely to offer these pharmacotherapies, by sheer number, the majority of facilities that offer any of these pharmacotherapies are outpatient only or have an outpatient component. Next, I will discuss the data about facilities that offer methadone, LAM, or buprenorphine. These pharmacotherapies are each used in opioid replacement therapy for the treatment of heroin or other opiate addictions. LAM was used to block the effect of other opiates and prevent withdrawal. However, production was discontinued in 2003 because of adverse events. Methadone reduces withdrawal symptoms without causing a high. Buprenorphine was approved in 2002 and also works by preventing symptoms of withdrawal. In addition, buprenorphine is not as easily abused as methadone. In order for a facility to use these opioid replacement therapies, it must be certified as an opioid treatment program, or OTP. In 2001, CSAT within SAMHSA took over the certification of these programs from the FDA. In addition, individual physicians can obtain a waiver to prescribe buprenorphine in their practices. This presentation does not include these private physicians. It includes only organized substance abuse treatment facilities. So the numbers for buprenorphine do not indicate its total use, only that use that is used by facilities. Buprenorphine dispensed by facilities is under the same regulations for opioid replacement therapy as for methadone. There are approximately 1,000 OTPs, which is approximately 8% of all substance abuse treatment facilities. The number has remained fairly constant through 2005, and there is a slight increase in 2006. The majority of OTPs are owned or operated by the private for-profits or the private non-profits, with the percentage of private for-profit gradually increasing. Over 50% of OTPs offer either maintenance or detoxification. About a third offer maintenance therapy only. Again, these have remained fairly constant over the years. 92% of OTPs are in facilities that offer outpatient treatment either alone, as shown by the 81%, or in conjunction with other types of treatment. The most common pharmacotherapy offered by OTPs is methadone. Buprenorphine has been increasing in popularity since it came on the market. Naltrexone has remained fairly constant. There are approximately 225 to 260,000 clients in methadone therapy on the point prevalence day in OTPs. When LAM was in use, remember what you just saw. When LAM was in use, the numbers were very low. While buprenorphine has been gaining in popularity since it became available, the numbers are still quite low. One of the practical uses of NSAIDs is that we have taken the data and produced a directory and an online substance abuse treatment locator that contains each of these facilities, along with its address, contact information, services offered, and other important bits of information. Therefore, last, I will discuss briefly how to find facilities that have opioid treatment programs by using this online substance abuse treatment locator. The locator is found at findtreatment.samhsa.gov. The quick search is the first page that you come to. And you just get to it by clicking it, or you can click on the quick search tab. By clicking on a state, you will be asked to provide a city and, if you desire, an address. It will then find all treatment facilities closest to your specified address. However, this is all treatment facilities that we have within that 100-mile radius. If you're looking for a facility that offers methadone treatment or buprenorphine treatment, you really don't want to wade through all those facilities just to find what you're looking for. So therefore, you'll want to use either a detailed search or a list search. A detailed search, and you can get to that by clicking on the detailed search tab, allows you to find the nearest facilities that offer treatment services and programs that you specify. A list search lists all the facilities that offer treatment services and programs that you specify within a specified geographical area, such as a city, zip code, or state. The buprenorphine physician locator tab down at the bottom takes you to a listing of private physicians who have obtained the necessary certification to offer buprenorphine prescription services. As I am basically out of time, I can't walk you through the actual searches, but I urge you to click on the little link up here to get further information on the easiest way to navigate your way through the locator and to find the facilities and services that you desire. I think I have time for a question or two.
Is it possible to get a map or a geographic shape file of those locations on your own email and your state?
When you pull up the locator, it will give you a map of the facilities that are closest to you.
Could you see a map for your state that shows the location of all the facilities?
Of all facilities?
Yeah.
Within the OAS website, we have state-by-state sheets that describe the exact state of for that state. And toward the bottom of that, there is a map that has all the reports of all the facilities there. Yes. There are so many of them that probably not, but CSTAT does keep the directory of them, and you can locate that, but for actually providing information data from them, probably not. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.